100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The Friday Newsmaker is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 475-3386.
Since 1958, the Opie Chicken House has been serving their signature fried chicken, steaks, and seafood. It's a nice place to relax with family and friends while enjoying great food. They also have extra seating space for your special event or meeting. And if you need their catering service for weddings, reunions, company meals, or other events, they can help make your event a success. Just call 475-3386. They're open till 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday and open till 9 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Make the short drive to the Opie Chicken House.
KVOE live and local, 723, 9 degrees, wind chill is zero, and we're very pleased to be joined this morning on our primetime newsmaker by Don Cook of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Don, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing today?
A little bit cool.
A little chilly out there this morning, yeah.
Wind chill of zero will do that here for you, but, you know, it's that time. It seems like, you know, it's always cold or fairly cool when you have the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation's annual banquet and auction, and, well, we're just about at that time, aren't we, Don?
Yes, we are. I want to thank KVOE and you guys for putting this on this morning. It helps all the organizations plus community. I really want to tell you that I appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much, Don, and again, thanks for taking some time to join us. So give us first the when and where of the annual banquet and auction.
It's going to be held Saturday, February 10th, which will be a week from tomorrow, at the Anderson Building here on Lyon County Fairgrounds. The doors open at 5 o'clock. The banquet will start, dinner will start at 7 and auction at 8.
What can you tell us is on the auction block here? Kind of the standard fare here, or you got some new stuff?
It's kind of standard stuff, but we've added a little scooter in this year, and we got a exceptionally nice handmade knife from Mr. Eshelman that lives out west, who's been a big supporter of the Elk Foundation. This knife generated a lot of interest last year and sold extremely well, and we just got a few things, unique things like that, plus the standard stuff. So
again, we're talking with Don Cook of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Well, let's talk about the foundation, Don, and basically your mission. Basically, you know, where do the proceeds go?
You know, that's one thing that we've been extremely proud of. The chapters here have put over $500,000 in Kansas projects, and combined with other organizations, we put over $1.5 million into projects here in the state of Kansas. So we're kind of proud of that.
You should be. What type of projects have you been able to help out with?
We help with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, outdoor mentoring program, 4-H shooting programs, Kansas Women in the Outdoors, and, of course, what our mission is, you know, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. We got habitat enhancement and radio collaring of elk on Fort Riley, as well as habitat enhancement at the Cimarron grasslands in southwest Kansas.
So it sounds like it's important to your foundation to really help the youth and get them outdoors then, huh, Don?
We need to get our kids away from the TVs and the iPads and all that and get our stuff in the outdoors. It's not only important to me for my family, but, you know, the kids are outside, or it helps with their health. And as far as I'm concerned, helps with their mental attitude and stuff like that. I mean, just when I was driving in this morning, I seen two bunches of deer running across the fields, and yesterday I seen a bunch of eagles flying around and stuff, and it's just important, that kind of stuff our kids, young people, need to see.
Are you seeing more kids getting out in the outdoors here over the last 5 to 10 years? I mean, this has been a focal point not only for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, but I know that you know, Phil Taunton, What's in Outdoors, mentions this just about weekly, if not several times per week, about getting kids outdoors, enjoying things, and really seeing what life has to offer. Are we starting to see more kids really taking up on that?
Well, you know, when you fund special projects and you give people opportunities to get out, then I think you start seeing the benefits of it. As far as numbers, guys, I can't give you numbers like that, but I know that, like in our inner cities and stuff, where maybe single parents with children don't have opportunities, and if you can get a single mom or dad out with their youth and stuff, you know, that helps out tremendously. You know, not everyone, I guess, they say we're unfortunate to live in like Emporia, but I believe that we are fortunate in the smaller communities because it just seems like you have more opportunities to get the kids and stuff out.
And
you know,
Don,
that's really important.
Yeah, it is. Don Cook of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Their annual banquet and auction coming up a week from tomorrow. Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Proceeds benefiting youth and women and habitats. Don, how much are the tickets and where can we get them?
I don't have the sheet right in front of me. I think a single ticket plus a membership is $60, and a couple is somewhere around $85. That's the membership, and the membership to the organization. They can call myself, Steve Ewing, or my wife, Jana. Probably one of the easiest to get a hold of would be me. My number is 620-344-7450, or any of the other committee members.
All right, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation doing great work here, not only in the Emporia area, but statewide as well. Don, thanks for your time this morning. Hope you have a great event next week.
All right, yeah, thank you, guys. And I'd like to give you guys an invitation to come out again. So
we will be there.
Thank you much.
Thanks, Don.
All right, you guys have a good day.
All right, Don Cook, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, their annual banquet and auction coming up a week from tomorrow. That's February 10th, Anderson Building, Lyon County Fairgrounds.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our newsmaker slots, we have really next week bookended with guests slotted. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are open right now. Give us a call at 342-1400. Use the Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply text line at 620-342-5863. Reading School Principal Peggy Fort joins us Monday, and the reason is the upcoming 2018 Lyon County Spelling Bee.
B-E-E.
That is correct.
Yeah, our live coverage, Chuck Samples, will anchor the Spelling Bee once again. Chuck has anchored our coverage of the Spelling Bee since day one.
About 15 years ago.
Yeah, yep. Ventured into that. So we're excited about that. You can hear it on KVOE. Also, you can watch it as well. We have the audio video stream, KVOE TV at KVOE.com. That's this coming Tuesday from Reading. Starting, just a little bit before 10, I guess.
That's typically the start time, so we're really looking forward to bringing that to you. Make sure that you listen in, and we are going to have one of our really outstanding, bright young students that's going to be moving on to the regional spelling bee up in Topeka coming up in early March.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition for well over 50 years. The Opie Chicken House. KVOE Live and Local, 731, 9 degrees, wind chill is zero. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
The littlest things, the simple things, they may not seem like much. But the best relationships are built on basic things like trust. At Capital Federal, we believe that the smallest things can make a world of difference. A smile, a hello, a coffee brewed just for you. For over 120 years, all the little things stay true blue. Capital Federal, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Newman Regional Health offers a full range of services for all ages. Recognized as a top 50